Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning. You have tuned into Counting the Days with Tyler Stanley. This podcast is for survivors of brain injury and those who love us. There's no cure, but there's a life with your name on it. Join me in healing our painful brains on a journey to recovering your intended self by the process of reframing who you are. Intimacy is a complex engagement for anyone, but with a brain injury, it offers a different spin. Somehow this and sexuality gets mixed in the rehabilitation program plan. Survivors get so much of the hard part, it's not damaged, but has become resilient with sticking power. We can commit, know, and have faith that the relationship will work out. Given the right tools are in place for supportive communication with another person, because we've been there ourselves. Romance is as viable a goal as walking or talking again. It is what brought me back to the living. My desire for intimacy drove me to fantasy through reading poetry and writing, until one day I was able to actually have my first date. Like my first recovery steps, I laid down stone by stone a new path for recovery through the wonderful feeling stimulated by love. In a TBI world fraught with pain and misunderstandings, I sought to feel good, and it was through my poetry that I found that sanctuary. In the first chapter of my book called Counting the Days, Recovery Through the Romance Side of the Brain, my poetry started out expressing suicide, depression, lack of love, over-medicating, and anger. In the second chapter lay my resurrection through the world of finding immeasurable romantic love from fantasy to reality. But my belief is that we have cells in our brain that actually respond to romance. Being unique and feeling that I had lost many of the years where relationship development occurs, I entered the arena of love, older and naive. To be honest, I failed to be what I was expected to be in my most significant of all romantic relationships. Ironically, this loss has led me on a quest to explore who we choose to love, finding that, like a job, she or he must fit your TBI. It may be that we cannot have the one we want, but need the one who works. Another path for deep personal growth lays ahead. Maybe not the one you intended, but maybe the better one. The ability to negotiate intimacy may be challenging, especially when unmet needs create frustrations that lead to anger in a relationship, ending it with great heartfelt consequences. The right choices or choice in a partner is vital, considering first your injury. Here is the kernel of my experience. Your partner has to be compatible with your disability. They must accept and trust you enough to be able to live peacefully with you in TBI. It's hard enough to learn about our inner selves, TBI or not, and who we are when bravely encountering the worst and the best of ourselves in front of another person. Then there's when you excitedly bring the roadmap to your significant other, from driving every hard mile yourself, and it is ignored. It becomes extremely stressful, and you can easily lose your balance. Your partner must be sensitive enough to listen and hear when you have reached your limit in any given moment. Otherwise, it feels like your partner has just refused the map to help them understand what you need from them so that you can, in turn, provide them with the stability they seek. This may not be so critical when experiencing the good times, but when one is handling stress like a recession, job loss, maybe a dissatisfactory job experience or other trauma, it will ultimately overtake a relationship. Why? Because a survivor's well-designed compensation system flies right until knocked off course by unresolved stress. Using your remote control, you aim and fire to fly straight, but you wobble out of control. You become unbalanced like a flying saucer waning before a crash. Recovery from TBI is all about building your craft to fly right and the care and maintenance of that machine. Like fuel, it needs sleep, sometimes darkness, some mind-numbing activity like movies in bed all day, alone in your head time, exercise, a practical diet, and a tune-up each week to check in with operations. What I know from having experienced tremendous loss is that if I am cut off from the things that keep me in proper orbit, like that flying saucer, I wobble out of control. Without support, I fall to the ground. No one else can dictate how you do a job or love another person. In an employment situation, someone might say to you, do this or do that. You do it in an exemplary fashion when utilizing your own compensation skills, but not necessarily if told to do it my way by a supervisor. The TBI rears up in defense, having been boxed in for disaster. Does that sound familiar? In relationships likewise, you need room to have certain things that you've grown accustomed for your own stability. One example of a compensation skill is something akin to having a sixth sense. One of the gifts of TBI recovery can be a keenly accurate intuitiveness. This acuity can become so sharp that one might develop even a deeper insight. Additionally, a sense of humor is a key trait to find in a mate, and a gift that should be cultivated on both sides. Learn to laugh at yourself, because that is an admission that you accept your disability and understand what the partner is getting when loving you. Hopefully, you will have picked the kind of partner that will help you get back to flying right by giving you a hand when you fall, trusting that you will get up. Maybe by going to church with you for a spiritual infusion, or offering a movie pass at home for a whole day in bed with curtains drawn to spin your brain down from high off the ledge. Maybe your partner joins you to watch TV, even though they hate being indoors on a sunny day, or they don't watch TV at all. In this romantic game, it takes two to win desired stability through a healthy relationship. Growth through intimate relationships is a two-way street. Both of you must be ready to do the work on yourselves, not just the person with TBI. You can too easily be willing to take the blame for your loved one, or even be the one that's the scapegoat, so the other doesn't have to do any work on themselves. It will not work if only one is sticking to the commitment. The beauty of relationships is the work, like having someone special along for a long road trip or in building a house from the ground up together. This reminds me of a job I had early on, washing cars, where the work on a hot day was physically exhausting, where I thought I'd never finish the line of cars waiting to be detailed in the parking lot, until I would step back after each car, because it was the shine that made it worth it. I held the vision of the finished product. For washing cars, that, of course, was the shine. One will encounter obstacles of all kinds. Keep your eye on the beauty you will make, and the shine will be worth your effort. Recovery shows us with positive results that if you believe strongly enough, you can achieve your desires, whatever they are, including the desire for intimacy. Recovery also teaches us that perseverance is key to arriving at any desired destination. Looking through a faithful lens, anything can change because the power comes from within us. Love is the most provocative of goals. The best rehabilitation plan can be applied to intimacy, pointing to the potential a relationship has or is, and not losing sight of partnership when flanked at both sides by sudden difficulty. Seeing that from the most darkened hour, the sun breaks through, warming life up again. Love imitates life. This podcast on Memorial Day weekend is dedicated to my father, who taught me to fly. He was an exceptional pilot who was true to life, a Top Gun. Today, he lays to rest at Arlington in Washington, D.C., watching the planes fly over. If you enjoyed this podcast, stay tuned for my weekly broadcast on Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. Pacific Standard Time. Hey, and we go live on July 4th. Until then, you go on living too, and feel free to visit me at tylerstanley.com. Dot net.